Announce the final speaker of Kantare Talks 2017. And as usual, I brought a quote. But first, the next speaker is it's an abundance of energy, creative energy, incredibly musical, and very, extremely creative. Pablo Picasso. Now we come to the quote. Pablo Picasso said, "There are painters who transform the sun to a yellow spot. But there are others who, with the help of their art and their intelligence, transform a yellow spot into the sun." The following speaker has lots of love for people that are in the rural areas. Her slogan is, "Rural is cool." But I'm sure that she brings a lot of warm and joyful sunshine into these communities. Let's welcome all the way from Nigeria, a joyful Tony Joy.
When she tried to commit suicide, jumping in front of a moving vehicle. But the driver was so skilled that he just rolled over her feet and she survived. At the age of 12, she lost her dad. Her dad was the centerpiece of her life. The reason she understood what love and care and compassion was. When she lost him, her world changed. She was left to the care of her mom. Her mom had so much responsibilities and was faced with different life frustrations that she didn't have enough time to take care of her. Her mom often says to her, "You're such a waste. You good for nothing child." These words shaped her life for a very long time. She took to depression, took to hatred, hating the world and hating everybody and everything around her. At the age of 16, she left home, filled with frustration, hoping that things would get better. She left into a world of poverty, hunger, anger, and low self-esteem. This was the journey of her life, a journey where she hated everything and everyone she found on the way. But then, something changed. She fell in love with art and music. And with a love for art and music, she began to fall in love with life and the people surrounding her again. This was me in the past, but this is me now. Remember, I was often told that I was a waste when I was growing up. But you see, at some point, this no longer mattered to me. You know why? I fell in love with waste, and then I started making things out of waste. I remember I would make makeup boxes from pet bottles. I make jewelries from bottle corks. And I use fabric waste to make backpacks. And with the energy that started to grow within me, I decided I was going to share my life, my energy, and my creativity with people like me, who are often treated like waste, who are poor and marginalized. And this led me into rural communities in Nigeria. What comes to your mind when you hear the word rural? I take a wide guess. I guess poverty, or say, underdeveloped. Nigeria has a population of over 180 million people. And of this population, 51.4% live in rural communities. But it's very sad to note that of the population that live in rural communities, 80% live below $1.25 per day. It means a lot of people live in extreme poverty. But there's something interesting I found out about these communities. They have a lot of resources that are often perceived as waste, that can be used as their means of livelihood, but it's not been utilized. A very good example of this is Imafon community. Imafon is a community in Akure Ondo State, which is in the southwestern part of the country. The community has a population of about 1,000 people, but more than half of this population cannot afford 3 meals in a day. You might be wondering what happens in this community, huh? Children are often seen roaming around in the community because their parents cannot afford to send them to school. Women, they sit in front of their houses after taking care of the home, doing nothing. They say, oh, there is no job. Young people in their groups are also found waiting for white-collar jobs or menial jobs from the city for their livelihood. Old men with holes on their backs go into the farm every morning to take care of the cocoa plantation. You might be wondering, what about the men, right? Look, there is a big tree. They are seated around the tree, drunk, and doing nothing. But this community has a lot of bamboo, a lot of cocoa pods and coconut shells that can be used for their means of livelihood, but they are not aware of it. With this newly found realization, friends, and with a drive to do something about this, I decided to start my organization called Durian. You see, durian is a symbolic representation. It is the king of fruits. It's a fruit that it stinks on the outside, but it tastes so good and it's beautiful inside. This fruit shares similarities with rural communities on one hand and waste on the other. Rural communities, they're often seen as poor and marginalized, but can be beautiful. Waste, nobody wants to relate with it, right? But waste can be value. And so what we do at Durian, as an organization, is we empower rural communities like Imafon to become self-sufficient through transforming their local waste into value while regaining their dignity. So we teach them, for example, to transform their bamboos into bicycles, their cocoa pods into soaps, their coconut shell into beautiful jewelries. To achieve our goal, we've divided our approach into 4 phases. The first is the leadership phase, where we empower communities to create change from within. The second is the waste to value training, where members of the community are taught on how to use the local resource as their means of livelihood. The third is a phase I love so much. It is working with the trained participants to set up an eco-friendly workspace so that they can almost immediately have a place to work. And finally, we offer startup support to the trained participants for a period of 1 year. So the big picture for us at Durian is to see a Nigeria where rural does not mean poor and marginalized, but where rural is cool. So let's picture this together. So imagine you come into Imafon community, the community I mentioned earlier, 5 years from now. And on this side, you see a building creatively made out of bamboo, beautified with PET bottles and tires.
And just as you come closer to see what's going on in the building, you see an inscription where it was written, made by the community, for the community, inspired by Dorian. And as you look into the building, you see young people making bicycles from bamboo, women making jewelries from bamboo, another group of men and women making flutes and xylophones from bamboo. And just as you look to the other side, yes, yeah, you see a group of men and women on a bamboo farm, taking care of the bamboo nursery and the beautiful bamboo plants, and another group plucking vegetables and putting them in stocks. And then there is music all around. Is Dorian. You're all welcome to our bamboo village. Thank you very much.